Hello, my name is Gabe, and welcome to Studio Classroom. I know your English will improve today. Now, when you think of golf, who do you think of? Can you name any famous golfers? I can. Two. Tiger Woods and Arnold Palmer. I know there are many others out there. Now, those are grown men. Golf always seems to me like a calm sport, you know, just walking from one hole to the next. I don't usually think of happy young schoolgirls when I think of golf. But it's time for me to change my mind about who can play golf. Well, today's lesson is about a very young golfer named Lucy Lee. She is certainly a child prodigy, as she is a very talented golf player. We're going to find out about how she began playing golf in today's part of the lesson, and I have a little question for you. How old is Lucy Lee? Pay attention, and you'll find out. So, open your magazine and let's begin with our first reading, then we'll see what Michelle has for us in the language lab.
Lucy Lee. Meet one of golf's youngest stars. Lucy Lee's playful giggle might make people think she's just a silly schoolgirl. Yet those who've seen her play know she's all business on the golf course. But how did this 12-year-old prodigy become one of the most talked about young players in golf today? Starting out, in 2002, Lucy was born to Chinese immigrants Warren Lee and Amy Tsung of California.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 all business 这个惯用语。Business 是指正式或者是重要的事情。所以 all business 是指全力以赴的或者是很认真的。例如 Charles seems like a carefree young guy, but when it comes to work, he's all business. Charles 看起来是个无忧无虑的年轻人，但是谈到工作，他可是很认真的。继续我们看的是 immigrant 这个名词。I-M 这个字首有进来的意思， M-I-G-R-A 这个字根有迁徙的意思。所以 immigrant 是指从国外来的移民。例如 Nick is an immigrant from Greece. Nick 是来自希腊的移民。或者是 These illegal immigrants will be sent back to their countries next week. 这些非法移民下周会被遣送回国。它的动词是 immigrate, I-M-M-I-G-R-A-T-E. 例如 Max's grandfather immigrated to America when he was only 15. Max 的祖父15岁的时候就移民到美国。
Hey everyone, I'm Rebecca, and I'm excited about today's lesson. We are going to be learning about Lucy Lee. Now, Gabe, weren't you just asking our viewers a question?
Yes, I was. Were you paying attention? The question was, how old is Lucy Lee? And of course, the answer is very easy. You just heard it. She is 12 years old. She's a 12-year-old prodigy. And so, right next to our title, we see this phrase, meet one of golf's youngest stars. And she really is super cute.
She is adorable. Look at her.
Now, what exactly is she like? I would like to know. Let's see a video right now.
Coolest moment, I guess when I met Webb Simpson Thursday. Because he's my favorite player.
Can your dad beat you?
No.
Well, it looks like Lucy Lee is full of giggles. And actually, that is what our lesson says. It says, Lucy Lee's playful giggle might make people think she's just a silly schoolgirl. However, Yet, those who've seen her play know she's all business on the golf course. Wow, that's interesting.
Well, she's pretty serious, and that's what all business means, is that you're really serious about something that you do. So from this distance, you can see she's playing, and you can't really tell how old she is. It looks like she really is all business on the golf course.
She takes her golf very seriously. Well, let's continue with our lesson. We read, but how did this 12-year-old prodigy become one of the most talked about young players in golf today? Now, we want to pause for a moment and talk about a sentence pattern that we see in the sentence. How did something become something else?
Yeah, this is a very useful question to ask. How did something become? For example, this is a great restaurant, but it wasn't here last year. How did this restaurant become so popular?
That's a great question. Or what about Justin Bieber? I'm wondering this myself. How did Justin Bieber become so popular?
Well, the answer is YouTube. He had a lot of fans there. Another question is, well, your friend got so rich all of a sudden. How did he become so rich so quickly? Well, there are so many ways you could use this kind of question. Now, we move on here to something else in this sentence. We see, how did this young 12-year-old prodigy become one of the most talked about young players in golf today? The most talked about. It looks like one word because of the hyphens, and basically that means that people are talking about this golfer the most.
But there are other ways that you can use this word. For example, I would say here in Taipei that Taipei 101 is probably one of the most talked about tourist attractions.
For Taipei, that's for sure. It's the most talked about building in Taiwan, probably, the Taipei 101. Well, what about, there was a movie that came out last year called The Interview, and that became the most talked about movie of 2014. Did you see that movie?
You know, I actually never saw The Interview.
Yeah.
Was it good?
No, I didn't see it yet either, but it is the most talked about. Maybe I should watch it and see what I think. Well, you talked about Justin Bieber a little earlier.
Yes.
You know, he is one of the most talked about singers right now.
Now, what about Harry Potter? Are you familiar with that book series?
Well, yeah, I'm familiar with Harry Potter. For a while, that was pretty popular, right?
It was one of the most talked about book series. Or even Twilight. I actually never got into watching the Twilight movies or reading the books, but it was definitely one of the most talked about book and movie series for a while.
Well, what books do you like reading, Rebecca?
I actually love historical fiction books.
Okay.
Probably one of my favorite books. Okay, now this is a long title. A Tale of Two Cities.
That is a good book by Charles Dickens. You should read it, friends. Well, right now, Steve and Ken are waiting for us in the information cloud. They want to talk about what a prodigy is. Let's pay attention to them.
If you have a talent, you have a natural ability or skill. Someone who is talented shows an exceptional natural ability to do something. Another word we might use is gifted.
Now, being gifted and being talented are pretty much the same thing, but the word gift has the connotation that it's something God-given. Someone might have a gift for making people laugh, and that means he has a great sense of humor.
And then there's the word genius, which refers to somebody with exceptional ability, especially somebody whose intellectual or creative achievements gain wide recognition.
Now, one may not realize his talent, gift, or genius until he's grown up, but sometimes a child will exhibit a special ability at a very young age, and we call such a child a prodigy.
A prodigy is a child who is really, really good at something, something most children will never be able to do.
Right, a prodigy has exceptional talent at something. A 12-year-old child who is taking college classes is likely a prodigy.
Friends, maybe you were not a prodigy when you were little, but after some self-evaluation, maybe you'll discover you have a talent you haven't discovered yet.
天分叫做 talent, 另一个相关的字是 gift。Gift 除了指礼物，也可以表示天分、才能。比如说 ，He has a gift for music. 他有音乐天才。He has a gift for languages. 他有语言天才。在 gift 跟 talent 后面加上 ed， 变成形容词 talented 跟 gifted， 都表示有天赋、才能、有才华的。一个 gifted pianist 是一个有才华的钢琴家。而最了不起的是 genius。Genius 可以指人，就是一个天才，也可以指特殊的才能或某一种天分。比如说 ,He has a genius for music, 他有音乐的天分。Prodigy 是个不凡的人，尤其是指天才儿童或神童，所以常常会跟 child 放在一起。He was a child prodigy. 这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
So what are some of your talents? Remember, you don't have to be a prodigy in order to be gifted. Well, let's continue with our lesson and find out how Lucy Lee started out. We read, in 2002, Lucy was born to Chinese immigrants Warren Lee and Amy Zen of California. Now, we want to take some time and talk about the difference between immigrant and emigrant.
That's right. You don't see the word emigrant with a G in the lesson, but these two words are related.Now, if you're leaving your home country to go to another country, maybe from Russia to America, then people in Russia would say that you are an emigrant to America, E-M-I-G-R-A-N-T. And if you're living in the United States, you would say, I am an immigrant, I-M-M-I-G-R-A-N-T. They're a little bit different, but they're, of course, very related.
Well, we still have more to learn about Lucy Lee right after this.
Hello, we are learning all about Lucy Lee today, the child prodigy golfer from California. Earlier, we saw a short video of Lucy, and she is so full of giggles, it's hard to imagine her on a golf course. But if you've seen her play, you know that she's all business on the golf course. Well, let's continue learning about how Lucy Lee got started playing golf.
Lucy Lee. Lucy's mother tried to interest her in other activities, like ballet, but Lucy wanted to be like her older brother, who played golf. One day, while waiting for him to finish a golf tournament, Lucy swung a club. She hit the ball and sent it sailing, straight down the course. Her mother said, "We realized something special that day." The family contacted famed golf teacher Jim McLean,and asked him to teach Lucy. That was the start of her golf career.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们要来看的是 ballet 这个不可数名词。Ballet 就是指芭蕾舞，注意它的重音在第二个音节。而且字尾的 T 是不发音的，念成 ballet。例如 ，the ballet dancers danced effortlessly on stage。这些芭蕾舞者在舞台上不费吹灰之力的跳舞。或者是 Sally got a pair of ballet shoes for her birthday。Sally 生日得到了一双芭蕾舞鞋。或者是 Pamela composed her first ballet when she was only 14。Pamela 年仅14岁就创作了她第一首芭蕾舞曲。继续我们看的是 famed 这个形容词 famed 是指有名的或知名的例如 the building was designed by a famed Japanese architect 这栋建筑是一位有名的日本建筑师所设计的若要说明因为什么而有名的话是用 for 这个介系词例如 the chef is famed for his creative food demonstrations 这位厨师以创意十足的食物呈现而闻名
So how did Lucy Lee get into golf? Well, in our lesson we read, one day, golf coach Jovi Ross observed Lucy at the golf center where he taught lessons. She was with her mother and aunt, who didn't play.
Wait,
then what happened?
Rebecca, did you say she was with her mother and aunt?
Aunt or aunt?
Oh.
You say aunt, aunt?
Well, some people say aunt.
Some people do say aunt, and some people say aunt. What do you usually say?
Well, I usually say aunt. But, you know, I was talking to my friend, and he kept talking about his aunt. His aunt did this, his aunt did that. I was like, aunt, aunt. You know, actually, they're both okay.
They are both okay. Some people, well, actually, when I was younger, people used to correct me and say I should say aunt because every time I said aunt, they thought I was referring to the little creepy crawler thing. You know, the thing that, you know, the little bug.
Of course, yes, because they sound the same. But I usually just call my aunts my aunts. Now, uncle, on the other hand, that only has one pronunciation. Now, friends, if you go to a music concert, a concert of some kind, and you want to hear one more song, that word you say is encore, E-N-C-O-R-E. Make sure you don't say uncle, uncle, because it sounds like you're just calling for your uncle to come on stage.
That's a great reminder, Gabe. Well, let's continue learning about Lucy Lee. We read, yet they seem to be teaching Lucy from books and magazines. And who is they in this picture? Who is they in the lesson? Of course, that's referring to Lucy's aunt and mother. Now, we want to talk about this phrase, seemed to be. If something seems to be a certain way, that just means it gives the impression.
That's right. So it seems to be a certain way. She seemed to be angry about something. Or maybe you're looking at somebody, you can't tell what they're doing. He seems to be trying to say something to me, but I'm not sure.
Right. Or you could say, when Audrey was out playing, she seemed to be having fun, but you know, I'm not really sure if she was actually having fun or not. Or that child seems to be healthy, but the doctor's a little concerned.
That's right. So it seems like that Lucy Lee's aunt and her mother were teaching Lucy from magazines here, books and magazines. So it looked like that. Now we continue. Ross says Lucy was 4 or 5 years old then and would play for hours. A 4 or 5 year old playing golf for many hours a day? That's crazy.
Well, I know when I was 4 and 5, I was in my room playing with my dolls and puzzles and other fun games.
Yeah, and I was outside trying to play with my brother and sisters and just trying to have fun outside doing something. But I was running around, not staying in one place trying to make a ball go somewhere. So I'm pretty impressed at Lucy Lee at 4 or 5 years old.
Sounds like she was a very focused little girl. Well, let's see what else we can learn about Lucy Lee in our lesson. We read, on one occasion, Ross saw Lucy crying, so he went over to check on her. I wonder why she was crying. But before we talk about that, we want to talk about this phrase, to check on someone. That just means that you want to make sure something or someone is okay.
That's right. So for example, Rebecca, you like to bake, right?
I love to bake,
yes. What kinds of things do you like to bake?
Well, I like to bake cookies and cakes and breads and fish.
Okay, great. Yes. Whenever you're baking, do you ever need to check on the cookies and the cake and the bread?
Oh, absolutely, Gabe. Because especially after the timer goes off, you need to check on the food, like the cookies and bread, to make sure it doesn't burn.
That's right. So maybe if you're making some kind of food, and even before the timer goes off, you just want to check on it and see what's going on. See if it's maybe already finished before the timer goes off. So you could check on food. Maybe you left your kids to play somewhere, and you want to go check on them.
Exactly. Okay, so we found out that Lucy was crying. Well, in the next sentence we read, he feared that her mother and aunt, or aunt, were working her too hard. Now let's talk about this phrase, working someone too hard. What exactly does that mean?
All right, if you're working someone too hard, that means you're putting a lot of pressure on them to do something really well. And maybe they don't have all that much energy, and you're working them too hard. Mm-hmm. For example, sometimes soldiers work too hard, especially in the summer heat. That's right, they have to work too hard. They work very hard, and sometimes they are worked very hard.
And sometimes I think athletic coaches can work their players way too hard.
Oh, that's right. Like in football in the United States, I know of some cases where young football players, they have to practice throughout the whole summer, mm-hmm. and some of them actually pass away because of the summer heat and because they are worked too hard.
However, this was not the case with Lucy Lee. We read, as it turned out, they had wanted to go home, but Lucy wanted to keep playing. Well, right now, it's time for us to take a closer look with Liz about something in this sentence.
Hi, friends. My name is Liz, and here's a closer look at today's sentence. As it turned out, they had wanted to go home. Notice how the writer begins with the phrase, as it turned out. It's a phrase we can use when we want to introduce a result or talk about something that's finally discovered or understood. Now, in the case of today's sentence, the writer's describing how someone didn't know what was going on, but then found out that these people had wanted to go home. Use this phrase, as it turned out, when you're telling a story or describing a series of events and you finally let people know the result of a situation. For example, let's say Brenda got this drink but couldn't figure out what it was. Then she was told it was plum juice. So we can say, Brenda tasted the drink and couldn't guess what it was. As it turned out, it was actually plum juice. Or let's say a security guard found a stranger in the building. He thought the stranger was a thief, but then he found out later the man was just making a delivery. So we can say the security guard thought he had caught a thief. As it turned out, the young man was just a delivery man. And that's all for now. See you next time.
Today we're meeting a girl with a playful giggle and a mighty swing. Lucy Lee, a 12-year-old golf prodigy. Lucy was born in 2002 in California to immigrants from China, Warren Lee and Amy Tsung. Jabi Ross, a golf coach, observed Lucy at the golf center where he taught lessons. Lucy was about 4 or 5 at the time, and she was with her mother and aunt, who actually didn't play golf, but they seemed to be teaching her from magazines and books. Lucy would play for hours at a time. And in fact, on one occasion, Ross saw Lucy crying, so he went over to check on her. He was afraid her mom and aunt were working her too hard. But she wasn't crying because of overwork, but because they wanted to go home and she wanted to stay and play golf.
Encore. Encore.
Encore.
Exactly. That's,
got it.
That's how you say that word. Well, friends, we do have more to learn about Lucy Lee, and remember to reread today's lesson before you go.
And of course, make sure you practice the words and phrases that we talked about today, and join us tomorrow right here on Studio Classroom.